We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Daddy, call him up.
Tell him. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about an incident that we've seen happen at Costco. I guess a lady was body shamed because of the way that she looked in attire, and her coworkers might not have looked the same way. All right. Now, we're asking 800-585-1051. We're just talking about our culture and the fact that, you know, usually our women are more thicker.
Black women is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a regular thing women go through, that your body shape makes your attire look inappropriate? We got AJ and Tam Bam from the We Talk Back podcast in here. Answer the question, ladies.
Good morning, ladies.
Absolutely, man. We've been going through that our whole lives, for real, in a real way. I think women of other ethnicities get away with a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I think black women and girls are over-sexualized. Mm-hmm. From a very young age. So it is a real thing. And a lot of the disrespect come from other women now.
Mm.
So I dealt with that in a corporate setting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my clothes might look a little better on me. Mm-hmm. May not be inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is coming from other women, though. Black women in particular. Bigger black women.
When you
were
walking in this
thing
morning, I saw the sanitation workers losing their mind. Hey, looking good, girl. Mm-hmm. Early in the morning in New York. But that's just jealousy, though, right? The other women.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. The women, they see you come in the corporate workplace. You might have on the same
outfit.
Dress that they have on, right. Same outfit that they have on, but because of your body shape, they probably just feel jealous.
are intimidated.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one of another producer of ours said she used to deal with that in school. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was a uniform that she had to wear. And she said that, you know, when she was younger, she was a lot thinner up top and bigger on the bottom. And when she wore the uniform, that the other girls didn't have a problem. But one teacher pulled her to the side and was like, "You can't wear that." And she was like, "This is the uniform. I can't wear anything else." Where they actually took her to the principal. She said, "Thank God the principal was black," and was like, "No, this is her body. She can do it." Mm-hmm. And she was like, the white teacher made a big fuss about it. Mm-hmm. Like, "There's boys in there. There's boys in there." But she was like, "This is my body type."
The white teacher ain't got no ass. That's just jealousy. The white teacher ain't got no hips. That's just jealousy.
And her husband probably over there at, whatever the porn sites, BBWs.
You know, women are made very conscious of their body from very young. I remember my mom would tell me a story when I was little, and they'd be like, "She's too big to be in a Pampers still. What? Like, you need to take her out of Pampers." She's like, "That ain't no Pampers. She ain't got no Pampers."
That ain't got nothing to do with body size, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, we're made conscious of our bodies from little girls.
You wearing no diaper at 6, Tammy.
You made conscious of your body.
How old were you?
9?
No, maybe 9, maybe 6.
You used to wear a Pampers at 9?
I was not in a Pamper. I was not in a Pamper. I just looked like I had one on.
That was the panties, not a Pamper.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying now.
I looked like I was wearing...
I get what you say. I thought you were saying you were in a pamper now, but you're saying that no, it looked like you had a pamper on.
It looked like I had a pamper on. It was
SpongeBob SquarePants. No,
we had a homeboy like that. Y'all know Dre.
What?
Dre, we used to call Dre Dirty Diaper. Because
it looked like he had a dirty diaper.
Little baby kids.
I remember that. I didn't used to call him that, but one of his partners used to call him that. No, I never used to call him that.
Well, let's.
I do feel like that when someone says that to a woman, they're just acknowledging how they see them. So they're sexualizing
exactly
and objectifying them.
Mm-hmm. I'm very young.
Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling? You went through something similar?
I did it myself, but my daughter did.
Talk to us. What happened?
So it was her 8th grade graduation in middle school, and she had on a fitted dress, you know, one of those stretchy but fitted dresses.
Yep.
And she's thicker, and there was girls in there, mind you, with their cleavage hanging out, their half of their body open and see-through, but they made her call me to bring her a sweater to put around her waist because her butt was too big.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
and
that's
she horrible. Was so embarrassed that all these kids seeing her get escorted to the front door, and they literally made her stand there with escorts until I got there to put a sweater around her wrist or her waist so that her curve didn't show.
That's got to be some form of discrimination.
It is. Thick girl discrimination.
It's clapper discrimination.
Clapper? Mm-hmm. Why clapper?
Because you're clapping around the schoolyard.
Clappery.
Girl, you're going clappery.
Hello, Nisha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Nisha, you dealt with this too?
Yes. Actually, since I was in, like, middle school, mm-hmm. I guess, we had school. So it would be, like, put your fingertips to your side. Fingertips go longer than your shorts.
Yeah.
If your shorts too short. Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Or you would go to
6 inches and you above would get the fingertips. Home,
but the white girls did because they didn't have hips or, you know, everything that black girls had. Mm-hmm. It would be mostly the black girls that got them. You kind of get used to it at the time, but it's not
She said you kind of get used to it, but what?
It's not right.
She said it's not right.
Yes. I mean, as black people, you get used to all types of forms of discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Dan. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Now talk to us. You're a manager, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now don't tell us what job. We don't want you get you don't want you lose your job, but tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so that body shaming is not supposed to be done, especially not by a manager. I mean, we have enough employees, other things to have to worry about coming to work. And it's insane how they stuff. If that's their body, that's their body. I don't know if that manager took the baseball training classes, but she definitely has a lawsuit to go on.
Absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if the Costco employee said it was the manager that was body shaming. It probably was another woman manager, probably.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Well, 800-585-1051. When we're talking about being body shamed in the workplace, does this happen to you?
I get body shamed here all the time. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm the thickest person up here, I get body shamed from Envy. I get body shamed from Taylor because she's a hater. You know what I'm saying? And it's actually Taylor. Starting to get to me.
Well, why are you dressed like that?
Whoa.
Skinny jeans on at the workplace.
I don't have skinny jeans
There's
on.
A uniform.
Clapping all over the building.
Damn.
Don't see tell him that. Don't tell him that. Don't tell him. See, what I'm saying? The problem is he think he's thick, right? But he's not thick, right? He makes up his own nickname.
Taylor can't help it.
Called Stan Snacky.
Taylor couldn't wait to come
she
in
came
here.
Taylor couldn't bully you.
Taylor couldn't wait to come in here.
Arms crossed.
Now, Taylor, what about producer? Talk to the mic, please. Just talk to the mic. Are you jealous of Charlamagne's
thickness.
They're absolutely not. Let's be very clear that he started mentioning that because he's jealous of me.
So why do you
start saying you thick because of me?
Why you want to do side by side comparisons all the time?
And I don't.
She be trying to test me. She be like, she be like, let's drop down and get our eagle on right now. What are you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? For what?
What's wrong with you?
That's her. What's wrong with you?
Why is it on?
Did you do it though? This is why people don't tell their stories.
Exactly, you do it though.
That's why people don't tell their stories.
But you do it though.
Huh?
You do it though.
I had something to prove.
You got your
eagle on. I had something to prove.
800-585-1051. Is this happening to you? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about women being body shamed. 800-585-1051. Now, of course, we got some special guest hosts from the We Talk Bad podcast, AJ and Tam Bam.
Yo.
And we were talking about the situations working at a place where other women might not have the same body as you and... you know, they don't look as good as you, but because you got body and shapes and curves that, you know, manages and sometimes the boss thinks that you
man, just
are
say it, call it what it is, man. These women be hating. Okay? They be seeing these black women come through and, you know, they be of a certain shape and stature and they just be hating. That's really what it boils down to. Well, That's it.
Let's go to the phone lines. Got a lot of people on the line. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Christina.
Hey, Christina. Now, this happened at your job the past 15 years.
Yeah, actually twice. I forgot. But when I went to join the Army, you know, they have very strict standards. And I had to lose 5 pounds to be sworn in.
Wow.
And I'm very hippie, and I've been naturally like that. And then after I had kids, it enhanced it. So the past 15 years at my job, within the first 5 years, they changed the dress code where we could wear leggings and things like that that shows off our shape. Anything I wear, it's gonna be tight and it's gonna show off.
So what did
like
you,
what did you
wear?
Around my hip, it's about 52 inches.
Okay.
Ooh. Around my butt.
Yes, honey.
How tall are you?
Oh, you dragging a wagon.
5'3".
Oh, 5'3"?
Yeah, I'm definitely dragging a wagon.
Stop.
What? You ever thought about working for Lizzo?
See, you should have been.
Listen.
Goodbye. Have a good one, mama. I'm sorry.
Like bananas.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye.
What's wrong with you, man? Victim.
I was just asking.
Y'all harassing the victim. Yo, what is happening?
Hello, who's this?
Hello, good morning, Breakfast Club. This is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
Has that happened to you? You know, the fact that you probably got more curves of shape and it's been a problem for you at your work spot?
Yes. I mean, it's hard as a black woman having natural body parts and it just being over-sexualized, like, in people's minds when it's not. If y'all remember the Home Depot girl that was going around the internet?
Oh, yeah, I knew
it. She wasn't even wearing nothing anywhere inappropriate, but people were harassing her. So it's hard for black women because we always being over-sexualized for no reason. We wear our natural hair. It used to be called nappy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's hard being a black woman in workspaces.
Y'all remember the news reporter? I think her name was like Demetria. Demetria.
Oh, yeah, yeah, from Dallas.
Beautiful. Yeah, but it was all the white women calling in, complaining, or putting messages online about her body shape. And she looked very good in her clothes.
Right.
Yeah, what's Demetria's last name? It started with an O. I can't remember.
It's like Obilor. Yeah. O-B-I-L-O-R. Something like
Demetria.
That.
I know Demetria.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. Good morning. How old are you, Kelly?
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. Now, you said this happened to you before, Mama?
Oh, heck yeah.
What happened?
So being Puerto Rican in like a white dominant area, I was in gymnastics and different types of sports, and I would literally like have to tape my thighs so that they wouldn't bust out, you know, or be too big for my tights or whatever, or my butt was too big. And then like it was really hard in gymnastics. I would always get made fun of because all these girls were so skinny. And I'm sitting here in a leotard, and obviously I have a big figure, and everyone's just there. It just wasn't the thing back then.
Mm. Yeah. So how do you tape your thigh?
I would take duct tape.
Yeah, I would take duct tape.
Wow.
And then try and make my pants smaller on me.
That's hard. Aww,
what did your parents say? Did your parents know you had to do that?
So my mom found out when I was around 16, And she told me, like, she's like, you know, self-worth and, you know, everything's within, it's not outward. But, you know, as I got older, like, having a body became a thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I'm so sorry you had to deal with that, mama.
No, thank you so much. And good morning, guys. This is awesome. Thank you.
Love. Good morning. Good morning.
What I'm hearing, man, it boils down to just the sexualizing and objectifying of black women and, you know, women that are thicker, and just jealousy and envy of black women and women that are thicker.
That's right.
Because if I'm following the dress code, mind your business.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we don't know if the Costco worker was white or black, though. This is our experiences as black.
I think she was black.
I think she was black.
She was black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I've never seen anybody tape their thighs to make it look smaller, but I know I've seen girls tape under their butt cheek. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Under their butt cheek to give them a little tip.
Now, did you wear Skims?
What you wear? So, hold on, but what does that do now?
Like, if you tape under your butt, look, right up under your pair. Butt cheek.
Look, he's about to order a pair.
We give you fat little, up at work tomorrow.
Like yeah, it'll give you that little pee in your back.
But don't you want it to be smaller, though? Isn't she trying to compress it?
Now the big butt is cool.
Yeah, everybody wants to be
this person at Costco is probably just having a problem with that manager in particular.
Yeah,
she got a personal.
That's the young lady right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she thick, she fine.
She got on the leggings.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so it just depends. So, you know, in Charleston, they have the port. So a lot of times they complain about women wearing, because women are now working out there, they complain about them wearing leggings to work. I feel like you should wear cargo pants. You should wear, like, a thicker material if you in an environment like that. Yeah, but leggings amongst mostly men out there, we have to consider those things as women.
Men have to consider those things. Why do women have to change their attire? Right. Like, the men need to change their mindset. Like, focus on your job.
Men are very physical.
They get deporting.
I agree with you, but what if it's hard for them to focus?
Well, then they need to change their focus. That's not the lady's fault. Put on your leggings. It's 110 degrees out there.
Yeah, and by the way, ain't no man complaining about you wearing leggings. Wash them leggings, too. But they ain't washing them leggings.
Please wash them.
That's why we call them whoop pants, boy.
The pants stand at a 10.
That's right. You wear them all day long, and when you take them off, woof. All right. That over just hit you.
All right. Well, keep a lock. When we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk about Lizzo. About 18 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, Lizzo actually left a statement. We'll get that statement. We'll read that statement to you guys. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.